Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cody.
And the Prime Minister of New Zealand hopes that fully vaccinated Aucklanders, I guess that's a city, Auckland,
probably
in
the
New
capital.
Zealand, will be able to leave the city by Christmas.
Oh, isn't that nice of her? Isn't that nice? I hate this woman.
To reiterate, that means in a part of the Western society world, they're not in the West, but they are Western society, certainly in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. There is a place where people are not allowed to leave their city. And that's absolutely horrifying. And it's worse, as I understand it, in Australia. We're going to tell you all about what this crazy lady has to say. But first, we have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks. Good evening. Yeah, I got an interesting news blurb that's so in my ear today that I wanted to share with you all. Evidently, in the Amish community, you know, they're all anti-vax and whatnot. Well, the COVID virus has already rode through the whole herd, and they now have herd immunity and have a zero infection rate.
Oh yeah, they don't have any cases of autism either. Isn't that crazy?
No.
Really?
Yep.
Nope.
Amazing.
Unless they're putting them up on the hill for the wolves to eat at infancy, you know, who knows? But or they're not reporting it, but.
I've never heard that. I've never given it any thought either. I wonder what Noam Chomsky and these other progressives would have to say about the Amish being unvaccinated because they don't get any vaccines. Isn't that correct?
Yeah,
I think so.
It is. And
they also don't pay Social Security.
I have a granddaughter that's autistic because of the MMR vaccine. Mm. It was like, 9 months. 18 months, something like that, she got it. And within 3 days, they noticed changes.
I don't know what's causing the rise in autism. I know a lot of people like to say, oh, well, there's no real actual rise in autism. They just changed the diagnostic criteria so that it covers a larger range of things. But look, I'm one of the few people my age in my family who doesn't have kids. I've got like 12 nieces and nephews at this point, and close to a quarter of them are at least some level of autistic. And it's noticeable.
And this wasn't in your family before.
No. So whatever they like to say about, you know, in the diagnostic criteria change, yeah, that may be true. But there is still absolutely a rise in the rates of autism among people under the age of 12. I don't know what's causing it, but it's certainly there.
I got another one from the geniuses at Harvard, if you can bear with me.
Go ahead.
They've got a 95% vaccination rate, Harvard University, between staff, student, and everything else, right?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
About 2 weeks ago, they decided to go back to online learning. They have so much faith in the lies that they spread.
That's true.
And these are the people that are educating our judges and lawyers that have been riding roughshod over us this whole time.
Now, did they go back to online learning because of an outbreak in cases or anything like that?
Well, I think probably, but the people that are vaccinated are the ones that are getting whacked right now. This thing is going to, the pimple is going to burst. They're not going to be able to hide what they do here pretty quick because the death rate of the vaccinated is going to go through the roof.
Well, they're going to hide it because correlation is not causation. So somebody who dies after the vaccine, they'll just say, oh, that wasn't the vaccine that killed him. It was blood clots.
Yeah, and they will never actually admit. I mean, and even if they do actually admit it, I mean, they can be as truthful as they want. The average person out there is not actually paying any attention to what the media is saying about the COVID-19 and vaccinations and the ability of vaccinated people to still get and spread COVID-19 and still, in fact, be hospitalized and still die.
Well, what the media mostly says is they might report on those stories, but they'll always include a paragraph about how everyone knows vaccination is effective and it's helping people and vaccinations are good and now you can go get your third vaccine.
Oh, and by the way, this report brought to you by Pfizer.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Major Payne. I was reading an article today where the CDC evidently described the vaccines as extremely safe. I don't know about most people out there, but that's not the language that scientists normally use.
Mm. Yeah, they bring in numbers.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the efficacy of these vaccines have been plummeting. Once upon a time, it was like 100%, 95, 96, 98%, and now it's going the other direction.
Yep, now you need a booster after a few months.
And if you're immunocompromised, you need a fourth booster now.
Already. By the way, I was wrong. Auckland is not the capital of New Zealand. It's just the biggest city. The capital is Wellington.
So let's go to what this crazy lady has to say, because
she's the prime minister, I believe, of the entirety of New Zealand, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that is correct.
Yeah.
Nope. That's unmuted.
She looks like a lizard.
Oh, it is not unmuted.
The two different classes of people.
I'm going to restart it.
So you basically see it, this is going to be like, well, it's almost like, you probably don't see it like this, the two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated.
That is what it is. So, yep.
So she is smiling while she says this.
The reporter, if you couldn't hear him, he basically says, what you're saying is, this is going to create two different classes of people, one with rights and one without. And she says,
yep,
exactly.
It is what it is.
It is exactly what it is. Two different water bubblers, water fountains.
Mm-hmm.
With a smile on her face.
Yeah. Horrible woman. She's going to look so... When this is all said and done, and we are taking all the Faucis and this woman, and we're parading them down the street, heads shaved, naked, you know, these criminals against humanity, she's going to look real weird. She's already weird looking. She's going to look real weird with a shaved head.
I don't think that's going to happen either. However,
after World War II, it happened.
PETA has stepped forward and demanded that Fauci step down. So,
PETA has, finally, for the dog situation?
They did.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I saw that earlier. I didn't have a chance to look into it, so it may be fake news, but from what I understand, PETA did say that, you know, it's time for Fauci to
step
down.
By the way, this whole dog thing, doesn't it just prove how ridiculous all this is? That we had to go to dogs. We had to go all John Wick to get everyone to come out of the woodworks and actually demand that Fauci be fired for his sins.
But it wouldn't matter.
But it's all right to force this experimental vaccine on the entire globe. That's all right.
They'll just put somebody else in his place who's just as bad, and you just don't know about him yet.
Well, yeah. They're going after his boss too. So they're, you know, this whole thing about funding Wuhan.
I mean, funding Wuhan wasn't even enough to do it. Learning that definitively Dr. Fauci was sending money to Wuhan labs for studies to be done on bat coronaviruses.
It's all right. But
even
torturing,
that
but
wasn't
torturing,
enough.
But torturing dogs? Oh, now you've crossed the line.
See, the reason why I wish I was as optimistic as you about this, Conan, but I don't think you're going to see any kind of parading around or shaved heads or criminal charges or anything like that, because they're not going to see what they're doing is wrong. Because the difference between what's happening now, even though we see it as, oh, well, you know, the unvaccinated are the new N-words, right? Like, it's pretty clear how the, you know, society is being segregated and, like, the same playbook is being put into effect. But the thing is, they're going to see it as, oh, no. Being black wasn't a choice. Choosing not to get the vaccine, choosing to deny science, choosing not to follow our strong suggestions / orders, you've chosen to be in the unvaccinated. You've chosen this life of no privileges.
Yeah, the problem is, Ian, they don't have the numbers. It's like 50-50 right now.
Well, that's it. We're going to have a breakup. It's not good. We can't live with these people.
No,
they
we can't.
Need to get the hell out of New Hampshire. We need more freedom-loving people to come to New Hampshire and start walking around carrying guns openly and walk around with no masks on to get these, you know, these commie pussies to leave New Hampshire.
Yep, and it'll work too, because they're already talking about doing it.
Yeah, some of them have done.
But yeah, if they had the numbers, let's say it was 75-15.
It is in the cities.
It is in the cities, but it's not out here in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do it. So yeah, in some regions of this country and the world, you will have people who will be basically thrown out for being criminals. This lady, the Faucis of the world, Because I do see him as a criminal. Not because he was torturing dogs, but just because he's been pushing this so hard, this experimental vaccine, and he's been ridiculing things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because we can't make money off of those drugs.
But you're right, Ian. You can't coexist with someone who is saying they want to deny you your rights based on choices that you make that only affect you. You can't coexist with a person like that. 603-283-6160.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us, weigh in with whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. The 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Aria.
And Ian.
And Cody.
And for those who weren't aware, we do have a new AMP program. It's called the AMPS program. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. Of course, amp.freetalklive.com will also take you there. I want to say thank you, though, to Word Wordus, who is tonight's amplifier, a gold-level amplifier, which means that Word Wordus is giving $10 per month to us over on Patreon, which, again, you can find at amps.freetalklive.com. Doesn't take that much. All it takes is $5 per month if you want to help the show get on more radio stations, all of that awesome stuff. You might consider joining the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're talking about or listening to this absolutely immoral monster who is the Prime Minister of New Zealand smiling while admitting that she is creating in her society, or the society that she rules over, two distinct classes of citizens, some of whom have rights, some of whom don't, based upon whether or not they're vaccinated.
And wait,
it is straight up apartheid.
Correct, but I mean, if you don't have rights, you can't be a citizen, right? To be clear.
They may not have a constitution that enumerates that as such. They don't have one at all.
Not in New Zealand.
That's where they went wrong.
And U.S. Constitution
didn't help us that much.
And you Aussies giving up your guns is where you went wrong.
They don't have a constitution either.
So let's go back to what this crazy lady has to say. She's being asked questions about the reporter. The last one was, are you going to create two classes of citizens, basically? And she smiles and said yes. He's got more questions for her, though.
Yep.
Can you describe that you were previously hoping not to be able to, not to have to do that, I guess, when we still, like, we could maintain elimination across the whole country? I guess that has now changed because...
I think it was less because necessarily of the elimination determining that, and more because we, of course... maintained, and actually we have managed very high vaccination rates generally without the use of certificates. But actually what it's become clear to me is that they're not just a tool to drive up vaccines. They're a tool for confidence.
So she's not giving an answer here that's really related to the question. The reporter asked, you know, initially you said you didn't want to take measures like this because you were hoping to just keep vaccination rates high, to which she says, well, we got the vaccination rates high, But this isn't just a tool for that. It's a tool for confidence. And now she's rambling on about the vaccine certificates instead of addressing the question about what changed that made her reluctant to do this in the past to make her do it gleefully in the present.
Because yeah, remember, the news was like people in the Freedom Corner or whatever were promoting, oh, New Zealand, they're opening up. New Zealand's opening up. No, they're not.
No.
We've been vaccinated. Will want to know that they're around other vaccinated people. They'll want to know that they're in a safe environment.
If you're vaccinated, why aren't you in a safe environment?
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
She's talking about confidence. And
yes.
And you're vaccinated. Supposedly, 60% of the population in New Zealand have had two doses. Don't you feel confident that you're going to survive this?
It doesn't make any sense. And I just want someone on the left or anyone who believes this nonsense to explain to me why I have to be vaccinated for your vaccine to work.
Because it doesn't work.
Well, yeah, they've already admitted it doesn't.
Yeah, but me being vaccinated isn't going to make their vaccine suddenly work.
No.
But that's the argument they appear to be making. Oh, well, everyone has to get vaccinated or it does no good. That's silly. If I get vaccinated against the measles, you don't have to be vaccinated against the measles for me to not catch the measles from you.
That's because that's a real vaccine that actually provides an immunity.
There you go.
This one doesn't.
It clearly doesn't, because you can still get COVID-19. You can still spread COVID-19.
Yeah. And she ignores that, right, by saying, oh, it's a tool for confidence. She wants people who are just so scared, they don't want to leave their house. She wants them to feel confident so everybody's got the vaccines, they're safe to feel like everything's okay again, even though, of course, it doesn't help.
Let's go to more of what this crazy lady has to say.
The way that we can give confidence to those who are going back into hospitality or events. And so that is something that I think we should offer to people who have been vaccinated, that confidence that we're doing everything we can to keep them safe and that they can come back out and start enjoying those things safely.
Wasn't the vaccine?
But they've been vaccinated. What the hell? They're protected. They have the confidence. Let them back out.
You would think that the vaccine would be what makes them safe, not keeping the unvaccinated out. Because they talked about the science. They wanted to play the science game throughout mm-hmm. the entire pandemic. But now suddenly the science is meaningless because the science shows that you can still get and spread COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. The only difference between vaccinated people and unvaccinated people is that unvaccinated people have to get tested regularly in their new little system. So unvaccinated people, if they have COVID-19, they end up staying at home. But vaccinated people, they get COVID-19, they're free to spread it as much as they want because they don't have to get tested for it, and the science shows they can still get it and still spread it.
And not only that, mutated varieties, because supposedly they're protected, and now they've created a situation where the virus can mutate.
And where it has to mutate because 60-70% of the population is immune to it, the only way it can infect these people, and remember, the point of the virus is to get inside cells so it can reproduce and all of that stuff. If your body knows how to destroy it immediately, it has to evolve if it wants to survive. The moment we hit a population density of, 50% of the population being vaccinated was the moment it was inevitable that a strain of COVID-19 able to bypass the vaccine came about. But it turns out that wasn't even necessary because the vaccines, they just appear not to work at all.
So it's a tool for business, too. So, so you've seen in September we released some modeling which is really sensitive to even minor changes.
This isn't about total control.
And that,
no, not at all.
This is just a tool. We're just trying to help people feel safe.
We're trying to help businesses. We're trying to help businesses.
Yeah.
Well, they have data. They did some modeling, right? The same modeling that showed like 80 million people were going to die.
See, tyranny is a tool to help business, right?
And to help people feel safe.
Yeah.
Because that's what we want. Safety.
At roughly those baselines, we've assumed that the baseline settings that those model, that modelling uses is essentially your orange setting. That's why we built in a red, and it's why we've said we'll use localised lockdowns as extra tools as well.
Okay.
Taking people's rights, locking them down, those are tools.
Just so you know, she's talking about orange, red, the color, red. She's referring to their new traffic light system, which according to, well, let's see what site this is. I don't know what the hell. I had to go to archive.ph to be able to read it, so they don't deserve any credit. But the traffic light system, under their new system, the highest red or red setting, as she says, would be enforced if there was a major COVID-19 outbreak. It would mean vaccinated people would be encouraged to work from home, but would be allowed to attend gatherings and visit shops, bars, and restaurants with relative freedom. But during a red period, non-vaccinated people can only gather in groups of 10 and cannot go to restaurants, bars, gyms, or hairdressers. And so I imagine orange is a different variant on that.
So I was curious what the traffic system was. Thank you for explaining that. She certainly didn't get into it. It's silly, and it means that this coronavirus lockdown pandemic response nonsense is here to stay, at least in New Zealand. The system they have in place now, it's not going to go away. But we get back something less depressing, the metaverse. What exactly does it mean? Living in virtual reality.
The Matrix.
Well,
it's here.
Zuckerberg wants to create that for us all. And I got to say, if they can pull it off, I'm down to give it a shot.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect in an Idaho shopping mall shooting on Monday afternoon passed away on Tuesday morning at a hospital, according to the Boise Police Department. In a statement, they say the Ada County Coroner's Office has identified the suspect as 27-year-old Jacob Berquist. He was wounded during an exchange of gunfire with a police officer at that mall on Monday afternoon, but it's unclear whether the wounds he died of were self-inflicted or if he suffered wounds in that exchange with cops. Three other people injured in the shooting expected to survive, but again, two people were killed. There's no indication of what the gunman's motive was. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children getting a stamp of approval from an FDA panel. It says it's okay in a lower dose for kids ages 5 through 11. And this is USA Radio News. A U.S. Senate subcommittee continuing its investigation into the effects many social media sites have on children. Here's the latest on a hearing held on Tuesday from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Ranking member and Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn raises concerns about the social media platform's data collecting efforts, specifically TikTok, whose parent company is partially owned by China's government.
I've made no secret about my concerns that TikTok, which is owned by Beijing-owned ByteDance, is paving the way for the Chinese government to gain unfettered access to our children and teens.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Several former Trump administration staffers reportedly working with the U.S. House Select Committee that's looking into the Capitol riot. Reports are at least five former staffers have voluntarily spoken with the panel. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, for your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. It's 603-283-6160. And for whatever reason, when people think about the future of video games and entertainment and things like that, it really just depends on how far into the future they look. You know, typically the next step is going to be these sort of VR-filled rooms where your body is the controller or whatever. But far in the future, you have things like the holodeck from Star Trek and things like that. And you have to start somewhere. And right now we're at the VR stage, the virtual reality stage, mm-hmm. which has some impressive technology behind it.
It's finally gotten pretty good.
It has gotten pretty good, but it's not great. It depends heavily on the game. I played Skyrim VR. That's probably the VR game that I spent the most... It was a standard video game that I spent the most time playing. And
pretty clunky, right?
It was just like Vertigo, the game, and the graphics were terrible. It was not an enjoyable...
To be fair, that's a game that was not designed for virtual reality. They sort of shoehorned it in, basically.
They did.
Because that came out in 2011 or something.
Yeah, that came out a long
Literally
time ago.
Vertigo, the game, this is the thing? Or are you just like, it was Vertigo?
It just constantly gave me Vertigo, yeah.
Yeah, the only time I've ever strapped one of these things on, which was one of these hinky devices, mm-hmm. it was a roller coaster, I about puked in 30 seconds. I mean, I was,
Whoa.
It was so overwhelming.
It tricks your brain very, very well.
When you say hinky, what do you mean? Like,
it was just, I think it was one of these goggles with someone's iPhone slid into it.
The Google cardboard. Google Cardboard is what they call that. That was like a kind of like a proof of concept, basically. I did we tested that out here in the studio years ago.
That's probably when I was it was probably what I tested out.
And but that was enough to trigger the vertigo?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have discovered, and so I don't know that I'll ever, we always talk about being able to do things our grandparents couldn't do. They can't change the blinking 12 on this VCR, and, you know, that's what we were able to do. What aren't we going to be able to comprehend, command, that our grandchildren are going to be like, I can just do it like that. I can plug in. I can just, you know, I can jack in. And I can start doing all this. What aren't we going to be able to do? Because I think this is that I'm not going to be able to do.
Okay, but here's the thing. And maybe the vertigo thing affects different people differently, I think. It depends on the person. Depends on the device. Also, the refresh rate is a factor. And using an iPhone isn't the same as putting on an Oculus Rift or something like that. It's not even near the same experience. But to the point about kids being able to program the VCR like we did in the 80s and the 90s for our grandparents.
By the way, our kids, actually, I take that back because our kids couldn't program the VCR either.
That's what I was going to say. Like, my microwave has been displaying the wrong time since, like, 2 months ago.
You would think that young people, having been raised with a phone in their hand or a tablet in their hand or a mouse in their hand from day zero, basically, these days, would be more technically adept. But the reality is most of them aren't.
It's always been done for them. It's been handled.
They know their way around their device. Like, they can, you know, show you where the photos are. They can be, but they can't administer it. They don't know how to find their IP address. They don't know how to.
This is why the Raspberry Pi was invented, because all devices today, the user interfaces on them are just too good. Your average person doesn't have to dive into things to find out why things aren't working or to
most of the time they work.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess that was a bad example, but there are some things, for example, my kid could do. She could text like a damn demon with her thumbs.
I mean, I can't do it.
I mean, she could go through and she can text faster than I can type.
That's something that I actually
you know, learned in high school to type. I think I got up to like 80 words a minute at one, you know, at the best of my life. I'm not that fast anymore, but so there's some things that kids can do.
I'm curious. Have you ever been on an actual roller coaster?
Yes.
Did you experience vertigo then?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's what I have determined. If I am not in control, if I was driving the roller coaster, I'm good to go.
Okay.
I've been in planes. Mm-hmm. I've been in planes. Every time I get in a plane, which hasn't been in a good while, I get very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I got that vent going right on me, sucking down the oxygen, and I just can't handle it. If I go sit in the cockpit and I can see the plane doing all the movement, I can see what's going on.
No problem.
No problem. It's good to go. And it's the same thing with any kind of game I've ever played. I've watched people play games, and I'll get vertigo.
Okay.
But if I'm playing the same game, doing exact same jumps, exact same backflips, nothing's up at all. So if we move into this new VR territory, I'll have to be driving all the time. Otherwise, I'm puking. I can't be in the back seat driving with you.
Well, there are other games where you're not riding a roller coaster. There's probably something where you could drive a car or something, and then you wouldn't experience vertigo.
But this is not where we're going to. This is just the new gaming.
The metaverse is everything.
But it's still just ultimately a video game. Even though there's no end goal like Animal Crossing, you're still just living in an alternative world.
Yeah. If I'm actually going into this virtual world via augmented reality, and I'm going to the bank, my bank.
Are we talking virtual reality now or augmented reality?
Well, it's a combination of both, right? I'll be in the. It's
not real clear. Right now, there's a lot of buzzwords in this whole metaverse thing. I mean, I'm still not sure what the difference between metaverse and virtual reality is. If metaverse is not just a repackaging of virtual reality to try to sell this old idea to new masses, basically. So do you want to hear the pitch here?
Let's get into the article.
Wall Street Journal is a very lengthy piece. We're only going to be able to, you know, scratch the surface of this, but there's stories about the metaverse are starting to pop up in mainstream media all over the place. So it's a real push, and it might be like the World Economic Forum or something, you know, that's behind this. Because of this whole COVID crackdown and people working from home, they're trying to sell the idea of, hey, you never have to leave your house again. to people. That's basically kind of how they're putting this out there. But they go on to say that from the dawn of civilization, humans have only had one world in which to live, the real one. But tech visionaries say we'll soon have an alternative, a virtual world where our digital avatars and those of people in our communities and around the globe come together to work, shop, attend classes, pursue hobbies, enjoy social gatherings, and more. So they're literally saying this will replace your reality.
Yeah, but you would starve to death.
Yeah, exactly. It is a ton of movies out there dealing with this exact dystopia.
Don't worry, they'll deliver your food to your home. You can get your
or you can just get hooked up to a machine like Matrix style and get it all intravenously.
And by the way, that'll be me. By the way, delivering your food because I'll still be out and about working while you guys are strapped in.
Immersive video games and virtual concerts have given us a taste of this world, but visionaries say the metaverse, as this world has been dubbed, will be far more engaging and robust, not only mirroring the real world in all its three-dimensional complexity, but also extending it to allow us to be and do what previously could only be imagined. Walk on the moon in your pajamas, watch a baseball game from the pitcher's mound, frolic in a field of unicorns, or be a unicorn yourself.
See, I'm good with these pitches. If I can just dedicate the same amount of time to them that I would dedicate to, like, a video game.
In the metaverse, tech visionaries say just about anything will be possible. Mark Whitten, whose title is Senior Vice President and General Manager of Create at San Francisco-based Unity Software, says the metaverse is going to be the biggest revolution in computing platforms the world has seen. Bigger than the mobile revolution, bigger than the web revolution, he says. They're building tools and services to enable people to create metaverse content. Other big tech companies are developing hardware and software products for the metaverse, including NVIDIA Corporation, Roblox, Epic Games, Microsoft, and Facebook. So you got big tech out there pushing this concept of the metaverse, which to me makes me say, ooh, definitely. Like, I like virtual reality. Like, I tried it once at Derek J's party, like, 3 years ago, and it was pretty cool. But it was to the point where I was like, well, do I actually want to get one of these things? And I thought, no, I just don't have time for this. I've got too many things that are happening in real life that are more interesting. The fact that these corporations, these big tech companies are behind this, that says it's bad
but
news.
But Ian, what happens when everything that's going on is
going
only
on
happening
the
on in these virtual realities? These virtual
be a problem.
And everything outside is just me. It's just me delivering your food.
There are plenty of people who aren't going to buy into
this. Yeah, there are. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to opt out.
Poor people.
Sounds scary to me. What about you? 603-283-6160. We're going to get more into the metaverse. It's Free Talk Live.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Conan, and Ian talking about the metaverse here, which seems like virtual reality plus, so to speak. It's sort of things you see in science fiction where they create these virtual worlds for people to live in. And we were talking during the break about people spending so much time in these virtual worlds that they lose the ability to distinguish between the real world and the virtual reality world. I mean, which one of these things is real? Because I was thinking during the break about how messed up a kid who was in one of these metaverse worlds from the age of four, you know, the average American child watches, I think, 40 hours of television a week. Replace that with living in this virtual reality world for 40 hours a week, and that's going to be one messed up, confused kid.
Yeah, you know, the legislators, the anti-gun, anti-violence legislators are always coming out talking about how Grand Theft Auto is going to, you know, create kids that going out and they're shooting hookers in the head, because that's what these violent video games do. But, I mean, but that argument has never panned out.
He's being sarcastic when he says, yeah.
And, you know, but we can tell the difference. You can obviously tell the difference. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at a screen and you've got a control in your hand and you're controlling this person who's running around kicking people, shooting people, doing violent things.
A violent video game in a metaverse will make a person violent.
Well, now, if you can't tell the difference because it is so lifelike, because that's where it's coming. The video games that I play are getting more and more lifelike, but I can still tell the difference. Now, what happens when you wake up that one day and you can't tell the difference anymore, and you decide to go on a killing streak, running down Main Street, shooting people in the head, because that's what you do in your video games all day, just for a laugh.
I mean,
except it wasn't. You weren't plugged in that day. You weren't jacked in. You were in real life. You're killing real people, but you couldn't tell the difference.
I don't know if video game graphics can ever get real enough to be indistinguishable from reality.
You don't have some visor glued to your face. You're actually jacked in. You've got a jacket.
Like
you've
a matrix.
You've got a port in the side of your head, and you pour it in.
It may be possible with quantum computing. I don't understand anything about quantum computing, but without that, the processing power something like that would take just to render a single person, much less an entire world, in that level of detail.
Well, no, it's not going to be the whole world. It's going to be all the rich people first. And then it's going to be, and then eventually people will move up.
No,
the poor people aren't going to get any of this because they're going to be out delivering your food because you're strapped into your damn tube.
This will be affordable. They're going to make this affordable. I mean, already
they don't want the rich people doing this. The rich people are going to be using it to rule the world as they see fit.
Oh yeah, the smart rich people, the ones who don't let their kids have iPhones and whatnot because they know how they get trapped in these worlds.
They're already offering $300 virtual reality sets. So, I mean, there's plenty of poor people that have a PlayStation 4. Right, and that's what, $300 for something like that? So yeah. This is going to be within the range of the average person who wants to escape, mm-hmm. and people will want to escape their crappy lives.
Especially as they only get crappier because of COVID-19. And
right,
being
hyperinflation.
And they're locked in their house all day long.
Yeah. Not being able to hang out with friends and stuff. Oh, well, here's this virtual world where you can still do all those things.
You can be all powerful. You can change your avatar to whatever. You can be whatever you want to be.
Right.
You can look like whatever you want to look.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had this to say, quote, in addition to being the next generation of the Internet, the metaverse is also going to be the next chapter for us as a company. He said, in the coming years, I expect people will transition from seeing us primarily as a social media company to seeing us as a metaverse company. And they've had this plan, right? Like, that's why they bought Oculus Rift.
Right.
And now they're moving forward in that virtual sphere. In fact, they're even going to rename their company. I don't know if you heard about that recently. Facebook is
I did not
change the name of their company. I think they're still going to have Facebook as one of their brands.
They've got to keep that at least FB, and then whatever they want to call this silly thing.
Entering this.
So what is they rename? What are they?
They haven't said yet.
Okay,
but it'll be something metaverse related, I suspect. Entering this vast new realm. This again, the Wall Street Journal reporting could mean using common devices like smartphones and computers, but executives say specialized glasses similar to but less bulky and more comfortable than the virtual reality headsets on the market today will allow for greater immersion. We'll also likely see a wider selection of haptic gear that lets users feel virtual objects, as well as hardware like omnidirectional treadmills that can simulate running, climbing, and other physical activity.
That's
see, right, that's
that was
right,
my
Aria.
Criticism.
When I get hit by a fireball,
yeah,
I want to feel it.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. That's the number one criticism I have of VR. That's, if you want to give me the visual sensations, you got to give me. I don't want to feel like I got hit with a fireball or a hammer or whatever, but I want to feel that something happened. And if I'm going to walk in a virtual world, it's too disconnecting to know that I'm physically just standing there. I want to be able to walk as well in those eight-directional treadmills. They're thinking the same things I'm thinking. That's how it's got to be if it's going to work.
And exactly. By the way,
it's only going to work for a little bit of time. I'm going to pop in to play a video game and then pop right back
out. You say that now, except like I told Ian, what if everything that's going on is going on in
these
virtual worlds?
That's what they want. That they want people to go to work. They want people to shop. They want people to play.
See, I'm not doing any of that.
And by the way, you're not going to need any special treadmill or special suits if you're pouring right into your head.
The people who are all in favor of lockdowns are going to love this.
Oh, yeah.
They are going to be so excited about this. So, again, this will be more of the division, right? There'll be the people who are like, hey, let's go outside and actually do something. And then there'll be people who, like, that lady that calls the show, her friends in San Diego, California, who don't ever want to meet in real life, even though they're all in their 30s. You know, they're not going to in any way die from COVID, but they're too deathly afraid. Those are the kind of people who are going to be attracted to this. Oh, my God, we can meet in the metaverse.
It certainly doesn't sound coincidental that this is happening, you know, right in the midst of a, quote, pandemic.
Yeah, but they've been talking about virtual reality for forever.
Yeah, but now the media is really pushing this metaverse.
They really are. Yeah, virtual reality never caught on.
Good point. When you consider all of the Zoom meetings and the work from home and that have really taken off this year and last.
The virtual dance parties that people have had, pathetically.
What?
Dude. The Colonial Theater here in Keene had a virtual dance party.
Come on, man.
They
stop
did.
That.
Dude, yeah, I'm not joking. Can you just imagine these sad people in their homes by themselves dancing with their cats or whatever, looking at their webcam and a screen full of other people doing equally sad stuff?
Considering that I never like to leave the house, this might be good for me.
So they talk about the avatars in this story. I'm jumping down a little bit and how, you know, it's going to be more lifelike than cartoonish avatars familiar to virtual reality fans. And there's no doubt graphics processing is getting better constantly over time. They say avatars could represent deceased individuals, including family members and friends.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all.
As well as historical figures. And with help from artificial intelligence.
Yeah, does that mean I could actually go back in time and assassinate Abraham Lincoln?
Well, with the right program.
That's not going to be an option, Arya. Hitler is the option.
I would Stalin, also assassinate Hitler.
Maybe Stalin.
Or Woodrow Wilson or whoever it was that intervened in World War One that led to the conditions that created Hitler.
But I was reading, maybe it was a Reddit article or something. The way to tackle this is to not go kill Hitler. It's to go sleep with his mom. That's the way to do it. That's a nonviolent way to do it.
Why?
I don't know, because...
But then you're Hitler's parent.
No, he's never created.
Maybe Hitler was inevitable.
It's a nonviolent... Exactly. That void would have been filled.
The Avatar experience will feel so real that you can hardly tell the difference between a virtual meeting and a physical meeting, says one of the proponents. But he says the virtual experience will be better. How it is? I'm not sure.
I don't see how that could possibly be the case.
Avatars, however, won't be the only way people appear in the metaverse. Tech executives say we'll be able to watch video of the real world, including live footage of concerts and athletic events, for example, but rather than having to view events from the limited perspectives producers offer us, we'll have the freedom to enjoy these events from any angle of our choosing. And with a finger tap, we'll be able to call up information about artists and athletes we're watching, such as their standing on the billboard charts and how many points they've scored in a season. We'll also be able to mix virtual content with real-world video and interact virtually by, for instance, pelting football players with virtual tomatoes. But the players won't feel it.
Here's the only problem with all this. You're going to get a huge swath of the population who are hooked on this and who are plugged in, jacked in all the time.
That's not the problem. That's the goal.
But you are always going to have another class of citizen.
Mm-hmm.
This is Gattaca right here, who set up the cameras. So you go to say you have your concert. Mm. You have to have someone set the cameras up. You have to set the room up. And then of course your artists are going to have to unjack themselves to go, you know, and if you even have artists in this world.
That's true. You could just have robots creating it, or AI, or whatever.
Well, you have AI who are composing, you know, classical symphonies now.
I've heard that, but I haven't looked into it in like a decade, unless I heard the one that was composed was like terrible. That was like a decade ago.
I just listened to one by, it was a Schubert rendition, and it sounded pretty reasonable. It sounded pretty good. So this is an option. But yeah, you're still going to have people deliver your food. Are the robots going to be that?
Have you heard of Soylent?
You're just eating your...
Not the movie. There's an actual product.
Is this algae or something?
It's some sort of a food drink product that gamers who never get up from their gaming chair...
And they're sitting on a toilet?
And they imbibe this, and it's a meal replacement, quote-unquote. I've never heard of it.
Sounds horrifying. I don't want a lot to do with this metaverse if it's going to come with all of these strings attached. You can chat with us in the meantime. We're on the internet over at chat.freetalklive.com. If you want to join us there, that's chat.freetalklive.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD. Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.